Elochet. So there's no misa b'lochet. B'cheter shel adam megarim lemisa. The chet of a person causes the misa. Eshevet ben agoyim hainu yisurim. There's various sorts of punishments. B'kamar she'en boyin elam mishu pekidus abin. And they come because of a punishment for an avera. The Gemara in Brachos, when it discusses this argument, the other mandam over there is a mandam that holds the Catholic Yisurim Shalava. There are Yisurim which their function is, nowhere else, as when he talks, in the Siv Yisraelim, he has a Siv about Yisurim. The Siv is like a chapter, a section on that issue. So he says, how you send the Yisurim shel Ava? So I love you, so I hate you. I mean, like, what exactly is like the, you know? So some people understand that the Rosh Hashanah gives a person the Yisurim to be marba his tzchar. It's not mistaber. He says that the Rosh Hashanah just give a person the Yisurim to be marba his tzchar. He says that the pshat is that the neshama is dovek in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The goof acts as a barrier. Doesn't allow the neshama to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu as totally as it would like. Yisurim's function is to weaken the strength of the goof to act as a barrier, and therefore the neshama will be able to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the result is that a person who goes to Yisurim is he comes, his neshama feels is connects back to Kodesh Baruch Hu more. That is a person of certain people, according to Madomra, which he loves, that he feels he wants them to be dovek to him to the point that he wants to help them get over this barrier of the goof, give him yisurim to allow them to come closer to him. So it's a matana. I see. Even the Madomra argues, you can understand that he is understanding the purpose of yisurim is the same as that. Because there's an avera, and avera acts as a barrier, so the person gives the yisurim to counterbalance that. So it's not just, it's not a punishment. It's addressing a problem which is there. He said, but the person wouldn't do that unless there was a barrier which a person created, so he deserves to go through that process of this type of process. Bitya shonachis, Zagrashi, but tzasa shonachis, bitya means like the idea of the advice shehisi lechav, which he gave to Chava. These people have not done any chet. And still they're going to die. Bityoy is ito v'tam. So the word ito means, over there means an etzah. Okay, mace. The Gemara said all of them are Gemara except for Yishai Avidavin, the Farash Bekra. So we're at the first wide line. And then Hema base. The Chsiv Vesa Mosa. Some Avshalom Tachas Yehov. Al Hatsava. He put Amosa as the head of the army. Amosa ben Ish. Amosa was the son of a person. Ushmo, the person's name was Yisra HaYisraeli. That was a person's name. Shavo El Abigail Bas Nochash, who had married Abigail, the daughter of Nochash. Achos Tzuria, the sister of Tzuria. Em Yoyev. So it means Amosa and Yoyev were cousins. Yoyev's mother was Tzuria, and Abigail and Amosa's mother was Abigail. Okay. V'chibas Nochash, Avoy, so Abigail is the daughter of Nochash, and Tzuria, Abigail and Tzuria, who were sisters, was are they the daughter of the person named Nochash? V'loy bas Yishai Avoy. They are both daughters of Yishai. Tichsiv v'ach Yosehen, it lists the sons of Yishai. Then it says, and their sisters are Tzuria of Abigail, Tzuria and Abigail. So we see that Tzuria and Abigail are the daughters of Yishai. So what does it mean? Why is she called Bas Nachash? Alabas Misha May Spit Yeshal Nachash. They are the daughters of the one who died only because of the Nachash. What the Nachash had done to Chava. Okay. So that's the Brice. So money, who is the Tana of the Brice? Now we already know that it's Machlokes Tanoim, whether a person could die without hate. One Brice says, Mikra Echod Latzadik Marasha, which means the only reason why they're dying is because of that everybody dies, is Misa B'lo Chate. And one says, Rishon Elazar says, that Moshe died because of his chate of the of Mei Meriva. So who is the Tana of this Brice? Who is it? Rabbi Ami says, Ein Misa B'lo Chate. So who is going like Rishon Elazar? So asking a kasha for a brisa, which goes like the other time, is not a kasha. So we're going to prove that this brisa is a shimon alozer. It's still it's a kasha on Rav Ami that there's somebody who died without kate money. Ilay matana the malachi hashoris. It's the tana of the first brisa, which Amr the malachi hashoris. That's the name of that's the brisa that starts. So according to him. Weekend by Shabaran, he said Moshe and Aaron also only die because of that there's Misa in the world, they have to die, but they didn't deserve to die. So if you want to make a list of people who died because of Yitzhak Shalnachash, he should have said six. He should have included Moshe and Aaron. So it can't be that time of that price. El Alav, it must be Rishon Elazar. So Moshe and Aaron died because of the chait that they did. So even Rishon Elazar agrees that there are four people out there who died because they shal nachash. So your statement ain misa b'lochet is not true. Even like Rishon Elazar, it's not true. Shemar yesh misa b'lochet, yesh yisurim b'loyoben. The tiyuvta the Rav Ami tiyuvta. Now the truth is, so Tosfos says, yesh yisurim b'loyoben. We have not proven him wrong. Now we have only proven him wrong on misa b'lochet. The more sees it as a tiyupta on him, at least in that point. And the more his loshen betzim is as lavdafka, Tosin says. Okay. Okay. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yonasan. Two Rashi's and get finishing off. Ach Yoseim, second line. Ibnei Yishai Mishtoi is referring to the sons of Yishai, and their sister is Surya and Abigail. Allah Rishimun, it's Rishimun Elazar. The Amr Moshe Baran Bechetem Mesu, Umoyda Bahani. So the Rishimun Elazar said Moshe Aaron Taka died because of chait, but there's still four who didn't die because of chait, even like Shimon Elazar. Okay, the next as in Dabi Ben Yishaya. So if you do your cheshbonos, so it comes out that Yoav was David's nephew, and so was Amosa. So it was all in the family. Avshalom took Yoav as his Sarah's Sobam, and after he was killed, so he took Amasa. Okay, he was also a nephew. Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. We're going to have six statements from Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan about various different personalities in Tanakh, which their story could be misinterpreted, and he's going to point out why he feels that's the wrong way to interpret them. This is fairly famous Gemara's. Kol Amar Ruben Chata Ena L'Toya, a person who says that Ruben actually had sinned and had relations with Bila, is making a mistake. It's not true. He doesn't know. Shneimar Bayu Bnei Yaakov Shnei Moser. After the whole story, it says Bnei Yaakov Shnei Moser. We know that all the brothers were tzaddikim, and it puts Bnei Yaakov, there are 12, they're all together, there's 12, so how can you understand that he had done a faith and still be listed amongst the 12 as equal to them. So how do I understand the pasuk Vayishka Bezbila Pilega Shaviv? He messed up the father's bed. So that's breach of the privacy of Yaakov, and that interruption of Yaakov's relations with his wife is as if he took her for himself. The impact of what he had done was that from the person that you're dealing with. And the situation that you're dealing with, the impact which he does, it was the equivalent of shachavim, but it wasn't actually a mice of shechiva. Tanya Shimon Lozermer. So that's an Amara talking. Now we bring a brisa. Shimon Lozermer says mutzal oisit tzaddik meyosei oven. The tzaddik has been removed from such an avera. Well, the boy mice is aliyadoi. And it can't be. How do I know? Because Asher Osid Zare Lamad al Harevo, Valemer Arur Hashachevi Meshes Oviv, Vyabachetz al Yodoy, it's not Mistaber that they should be put up there in Harevo to be the ones who are supposed to, they didn't actually say it, but they were the ones who were recabled the Klal of Arur Hashachevi Meshes Oviv. The Bershav will not have been Mistaber that they're the ones, like, you know, who get that statement, and they should have a ready. From the beginning of their tzias, a klal directed towards all of them. It's not mistaber. Elmani mekayim yishka v'spila pelega shaviv. So what is that referring to? It's Elben imoy tova. He was coming to claim the embarrassment of his mother. Omar, he says, im achis imi hoyusot tzora imi. If we had to live with the reality that my mother's sister was her tzora. Fine, shivchus achus imi teitzara leimi, but now the shivchus should be a tzara to my mother. Omad, he got up, ubilbo les matzo'o, and he was mevabel her bed. That being so, that's again, so he was the invasion of privacy, and the impact of what he had done was equivalent as if he had taken her for himself. Acherim Armim, the second version, says that shtema matzo'os bilbo. He was mavalbal two beds, two mattresses, literally. Achas shal shchina, b'achas shal aviv. One his father's, and one the of the shchina. The relations that Yaakov Avinu had with his wives was, I think the Marsha says, was one where he would relate. He would look for the sign from the shchina where to go. He placed like a simon for the presence of the Shechina to be there, or it means that the place we had relations with her was a mokum where the Shechina was there, and that's where he would go, and that's where he went. So this person was not only was he Yeruvim was not only interrupting the father's relation, his father's relation with Bilhah, but the presence of the Shechina, which was there, was being interrupted by what he had done. You were Mechalel, the one who went on my bed. Some people have a Greek gears. I'll take your Yitzui, El Yitzui, plural. Rashi doesn't seem to have that gears. Or just Kitsanoi. This is a Mechalel Kitsanoi, and whether really Reuven actually did it or not. And the first few Tanoim hold that he actually did do an Aveira. And the later ones hold that he did not. Where do you see that? It says, Pachas Kamayim Al Tosar. By the Brochus, it says, you are Pachas Kamayim, and therefore Al Tosar, you will no longer continue in what you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be the Kayan and the Melech. You'll no longer be able to maintain that position. So what does the word pachas mean? Rabbi Eliezer says it is a contraction, it's an atrikan. For the word pozisa, you were impulsive. Chavsa, you sinned, and zolsa, you lower yourself. Yeshua Amar Pasata Al Das, you've stepped the pace in, so you've stepped over on the halachas, you've trampled on the Torah. Chatosa Zonisa. So they learned that he was Chayte. Rabbi Gamliel Amar Pilalta Chosa Zercha Tvilascha. That you davened, and Chosa also Losha Meichal Moshe. The Yudaman, that you shouldn't be nichshol in doing an avera, because he was in a very precarious situation of getting involved in that, so there's a potential for his taiva to get involved and attempt to do something wrong, but Yudaman, that shouldn't be so. And his tefillah went up to Shemayim. Amar Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel continues and he says, Adayna Shechad Anu the Moidoyi. We still need the Moidoyi. That's Rabbi Elazar HaMoidoyi. Amar, in other words, my tefillah, my lashon of the Yudavans, it's not clear that he davened before the chait, prevent him from doing the chait, or he davened after the chait because he done a chait. So the word pakas would not, the way I'm understanding it, would not necessarily be conclusive to my pshat. So we still need the moidoi. Who's that? Rabbi Elazar HaMoidoi Omer. Hapoiches Ateba V'darshi. He holds it, you should darshan the word backwards. Lashon Zato, the Zion, as you're trembling of your Shemayim. Here Sato, and you stepped back from the Avera. And Parcha Chet Mimchon, the Chet therefore left you. Rabbi Amar, Vamar Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Zacharta Ansha Shaldavar, Cholitza Atzmach Ocherli Godol, Pirashta Milachtoi. So he also darshans it backwards, that the person was aware of the Avera, and he did not allow himself to get involved in it, even though it was difficult for him, and if he was perish from doing chait.
Okay. So why is it that what gets quoted out of this Gemara, it seems, is that, the Alatoa part, but
not the other sheet that says that. Yeah, in fact, there was nothing. Why? I don't know. My guess is because since Rishmona is going to bring five other statements of Enel Toya, the Mordechai is not bringing Machlokes Tanoim, or accepts his statement as conclusive. So they felt he was Mechri on the Mechagas Tanoim and passing with the Mechagas Tanoim, but that's possible. Let's see Rashi. It's the third, fourth line. Klomer Ruben Chata B'maisa Bila. The story of Bila is Toya Dixi B'Hokro B'Yibin Yaakov L'Tzia Melibcha Shalat Chashdenu. The reason why I wrote it there, that all of them are equal, to tell you that you should not be Chosh in him. The morale one time says, I once heard from Yitzin's father, Rabbi Yosef Meisels, is an Alta Telzer, actually, it's a contemporary Rebbein, back from Zichlo Bracha. So he one time told me, he says, he saw the morale. I hear you can say that's shot in the morale. I don't necessarily say that. They have shot the morale like that. The morale says that the Torah writes, the concept of Shiddur Shal Mikra, the Torah writes the Maisa the way it's perceived by the people around them. Now, had we been living there, this is what we would have seen. That doesn't mean it's actually what happened. So, the Pasuk says, we had in Saita, that was the Morel he was talking about. Morel explains, when I was saying, Hochos al-Yala Yor, because I'll say that we're Hochos al-Misa. He says, they were walking on the al-Yala Nahar. But we, because I'll say it means it was indicating they were going to Misa. The pshat is, if you'd be an observer, you would see them walking. Because I'll say, but we are seeing in the story more than that. So the Torah will write. That's the Torah uses the Shulchan Mikra to give you over the vehicle the way it would have been perceived. And Chazal are masbrit to be masbrit to you that that's not really the point that the Torah is trying to say. There's more to the story. Because 90% of the time, the way you see it is not what's really what's happening anyway. And that's the point of the morale over there in Ger Aryeh. on the Chumash, in Rashi and Chumash. So I would imagine if that's correct, that's what he's saying. So he's saying over here, it means regards to the bystander, the perception of what had happened was that he had he invaded the privacy of his father and taken, and we'll see from the Gemara, right, the next piece of Gemara, the act of separating a husband and a wife is as if you've taken the wife for yourself. In other words, Chazal put the same type of chumra on the act of standing between the two as if you've taken the wife for yourself. That's the impact which was perceived. This is what he really did. We have a chet al yadav. We use a kodesh baruch hashiyim in a mekalim. It's not mistarba that he should do such a chet, and the Bereshim should force him to be one of the mekalim. Achash hashchino. Kach koye Yaakov oisa ba'arba ohalei noshav. Yaakov would do in the four tents of his wives. Mamid mito l'shchino. He put a bed there for the shchino. Oisa el shu roya ba'ar shchino hu bo v'lon oisa laila. And he would come that night where he saw the presence of the Bereshim's presence. And Rashi says it. Chilalto. So what is that? Oyser Shem Sha'ola Yitsui, that Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which would come on my bed, Dainu Shechina, which is the Shechina, you are Mechel of that. How do you see that? Meneloiksiv Yitsui Alisa, that you went up on my bed, you went up on my bed. You're mechalal by going up on my bed. It says you're mechalal, the one who comes on my bed. Tamacher, a different explanation. Ashlo nidla oil moyed ha'yisr shkina matsuya ba'ol li'ha tzedikim. So the reference to Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence wasn't specifically because of this bed there, but the Bereshit's presence was there in the oil tzedikim. Pachas, this is a trikin, who is a contraction. Pazasa, lashan ama paziza, which means that you're impulsive. Puzzles on miharta ba'asvcha. You went quickly b'chatos, and therefore you've sinned. Zolso zolzalta. You've lowered yourself. Ramil says pilalta linotzim minachet. You daven not to do sin. Cholso is like vayichal. Come on, vayichal Moshe. And you were perish b'chet. Yizarcha tefilasecha, I think was the last thing. So he said, we still need a medoy. The medoy says backwards, Zizato, Yireisa lachtoi. You fear to sin. Rabbi Eliezer, Yeshua chot. Rabbi Eliezer, the medoy, Bikish lachtoi, Balei chot. He had potentially been in a situation of chet, but he did not do chet. Chalitza, Chaligolo, Hisavik, Lichashitzucha, you weaken yourself tremendously by overcoming your Yetzirah. Fine. Zatimor Ruvain, Bnei Eli, Bnei Shmuel, David, Ushlema, Ve'yoyosh, Yeshio, really, Simon. It's interesting that the Simon is placed here, not before. I don't know. All of these members are going to be about from Shmuel Bar Nachmani, the name of Rabbi Yonasan, about this person. The person who says, Bnei Eli did the chait of Eshes Ish. They did the other chatoim, but the puzzle is that they took Eshes Ish. That's a mistake. Shmuel went up, Chana went up, and there was two men of Eli, Chofni and Pinchas, Kaidim Lashem. So what's the raya from that? Because some are like Rav, he holds like Rav, Dhamma Rav, Rav was going to say that more than a quote later Rav later on, that Pinchas Lechota. That Pinchas clearly had not done the chait. And so Shmuel, that's more later on, more will bring that. So, Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amr Yerushin holds, but here we now Makish Chofni the Pinchas and puts the two together in the same pasuk. This part Rav didn't say. Rav learned that Chofni did do it, only Pinchas didn't do it. But he holds like Rav that Pinchas looks like Chot, and here the pasuk is being Makish the two together. So my Pinchas like Chot, Av Chofni like Chot. So neither did it. Alamani Mekayim Asher Yishkimun Es Anoshim that. they would be shaykhid with the noshim, which are, were there waiting by the Mishkan. So Matasha show as kinehen. So they, the pesukim seem to say that they had a, they were interested in eating the karbonis, the birds which are brought. There was very minimal for them to eat, so they would be mocked in bringing their karbonis, other karbonis. So the women which would come would not rely on, they were not comfortable relying on that these fellows are going to make sure their karbonis are brought. The Mora says in Shkolim that the process was that they would bring their birds there, and they could feel, were able to feel confident that they'd be taken care of. They didn't have to stick around and watch them being brought. They could leave and have their chazaka that they were brought, and they were mutter back to their husbands. But they couldn't. They didn't trust Chavta and Pinchas at that point, because Chavta and Pinchas were busy trying to bring the karbonos, which had food, good meat on them. So they would wait to make sure to see that it was brought. So they would stay overnight. They would, you know, they would sit there and wait until. So meanwhile, this woman who was also the Bala came up. She had the carbon brought to go back home to her husband, and they had to wait. They withheld them from their husbands all that time. So that's the pasuk is saying. Matar shoshu as kineim shlohochu etz baleim balein akasav kilu shachmu. So the pasuk is saying that they've done the equivalent of separating the husband from the wife and taking the wife for themselves by keeping them away from their husbands. And that's what the pasuk means. Gufa. So we said before that Amar Rav, the Rav said Pinchas lechata. Where do you see that in the pasuk? Shenamar v'achiya ben achitoiv, achi ikavid is ben Pinchas, ben Eli is Kohen Hashem. Beran Shmuel says that who was the Kohen Gadol? His name was Achiya, the son of achitoiv, who was the brother of ikavid. So it was Achiya ben achitoiv, ben Pinchas, ben Eli was a Kohen Hashem. This was coming to say the Cheshivas of he was the one, it was Nasa Efer Ba, that he was the one who was the Kohen now. So after Chet Bo L'Yodoy V'Kosav Miyachsoy, that if Pinchas was a person who was a Chote, and now the pasuk comes saying that Achiya was the Kohen Gadol, and this is his yichus. That's not how it's normally written. And furthermore, but like Kohen Nemer says, pasuk of Malachi, Yachreis Hashem le'ish asher yaseno, the person will remove the one who does this chait of being with prohibited women. Okay, an heir and oina, we'll see what that is in a second, from the oil of Yaakov, and one who comes to bring the kabbalas to Hashem. So a person does the veira of being with prohibited women, will not be zeicha to have a magish, not to have a descendant who brings the kabbalas to Hashem. And here we have that supposedly Chafni Pinchas did this, and here's his grandson doing it, being magish minchas. It can't be. What's on the pasuk? Im Yisrael who? So obviously he doesn't have a magish mincha. So, but what will be? Lo yilo er b'chachamim v'lo oina b'tamidim. He won't have a lashon of er, means somebody who's awake. You know, literally means somebody who's sharp. Won't have any descendants with tamid chachamim, and not even oina with those which come and respond and ask. You won't even have tamidim. V'imkayinu lo yilo bein magish mincha. He would have a son which is bringing the karbonos. Allah Shamino Pinchas lechot. So this is Rav. So Pinchas didn't do it. I Rav Hoksi Rasha Yishkum. But he's learning Chafni. He did do it. Rav. I says Rasha Yishkavun. They lied. Rasha Yishka. It's the Yishkavayin Ksiv or something like that. Yishka. It's written singular. Ksiv Albanai Kiloteba Hashmua. So Eli says to him, his sons, my sons, it's not good what I'm hearing about you. It's written singular. even though the kri is plural, but the ksiva is singular. Hoksev b'nei b'liyal, they are both acting b'liyal. So we're answering, Tersh, the hoyul of the pinchas limcha is l'chatim, v'loi minchum ala b'kasev ki l'chata. So Pinchas is held responsible for the chait of Chofni because he should have protested. Tosis points out that the Masar which we have for the Svarim, the word Ma'avirim is written not Ma'avirom but Ma'avirim with a Yud. So Tosis brings it to Yerushalmi also in place where it seems to be connected our Masar. There's this tremendously long Kilyan Hashas over here on the side. Gregor takes up the issue where you seem to have these places where we have a stira in the Masara, and he tries to address that issue a little bit. If you have time to go through it, it's there's the see Gregor's Bekiyas, Shlita on everything is a little bit. He gives you all the places and shots where this found this issue. So that's both his Bekiyas in Tanakh and his Bekiyas in Gemara. See Rashi. Kolomer ben Eli Chotu. Beishas Yish, they said they did the Chet of Beishas Yish. And all the time, that's wrong. Miwa, that is true, but Bizoyan Kotchim Chotu. They did do a Chet of Bizoyan Kotchim. Which we would also, we're not saying that he wasn't, you know, he was totally clean. He did something wrong, but not that. So Rav says Pinchas did not do any hate that based on the Pesukim. So Rabbi Edison takes it a step further and says, well, once Pinchas didn't do Chavdi, didn't do either because the Pesuk is Makish then. So what do they do? Show us Kineim, show you Mesarim Lahakir Shum Korban Ella Bekoshi. They didn't want to bring Korbanos. They haven't brought the Korbanos proper when they're supposed to. So they would bring their Korbanos. Vehein hoyu mashin milahakrivim. Chav and Pinchas were taking their time for being makrivit. But noshim lohayu chelam lismach aleihem sheakrivu. The women were realized that they could not rely that it was taken care of. Well, Yisholoshem, they would wait there. Well, Yisholoshem said to Malayim, they wouldn't return home. Asher ro kineim krayim until they actually saw it being brought. Well, Yitarvus the kachim, they were forbidden the kachim and kadosh lazara, and then they would leave. Fichem Malayim kilu shachvum. So the Yoledes is mutz lebala anyway. The zava was also lebala. But they, either way, even the Yoledes, she wanted to make sure that she was now to her to do, you know, for Kashim and for Azor, etc. And they would wait there. They withheld them from their husbands as if they took them from themselves. It's referring to only to Chofni, not Pinchas. How do I know? He was no say Eifod. It says he was a no say for one who wore the Eifod. Resh Miyachsel the Shvach. We're saying that this is his godless. He was the one who wore the Eifod, and this is his parents and his grandparents. And yeah, he had up some Mazana for Zeta Gabaldik. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. Maskelov Shem Pinchas Aviyov. It doesn't make any sense. Aviyov says his father's grandfather was Pinchas. Efshe Bachet LeYodav Kosam Miyachsel the Shvach. It's a shrach for him. As Ben Ben Amiyachzer Acharov, see, even you tell me that there was some schus that the son grandson had to get break out of this pasuk in Malachi, but you're not going to connect it to when you say the shrach the yichus. But see, we got to be aware of the noyav from Yachus Hashem liish. They can't not can have a magish l'Hashem mincha magish l'Hashem mincha l'Hashem sabakis. He's referring to taking a woman who's prohibited. So that the Klal Yisrael Yehuda was mechallel the Kaddish Hashem. The Shinan Kichilo Yehuda Kaddish Zu Zayna. And Baal Bas El Nechor is they took, besides that they took women which were Nachris, non-Jewish women. But the first half of the passage, V'chein Oymer, Loitzia Kadesh. So it's referring to Mesnus. Air is a lashon charif, he's sharp, lehovin leharis bein to give sack. Bein hachachamim can read him in Ervin. Aharonis is Aharonis. So he was like the one, the sharp one amongst the chachamim. Now I can have a Talmud who's an oino who could raise his voice and say anything intelligent either. Who will not bring have a son who's going to bring karbonis. Says that his schools to be a magish minchas from Pinchas. That's not true. Maksiv al banaki loytaber hashmua asher anochi shemeya mavirim am Hashem mavirim am Hashem. So Rashi avim hoyim mechichem that Eli was giving them musar. And it says al banai is written bini. Maksiv mavirim. Omer of Hunabre de Rishua, Ma'avi Rav Ksiv. Rav says, whatever. Kashabena, Shema Chacham and Iskri Kans. I said, I have a problem over here that you have the wrong person. We have only more Omer of Hunabre de Rishua. And some of the Rashas Agir said, Rav, Omer Rav, Bere de Rishua. Rashi says, it's difficult. Kemeni Shatos, Godolhu. It's improper. It's a mistake. It's written with a yud. We have the Masara Gedolah, which lists all the places where a pasuk, which is plural, it does not have the yud written. Still, you read it with a yud. Well, in the Zed, this is not mentioned amongst those, all of them. They're very, very medatic over there. Okay. So that's Rashi seems to respond to himself and says it's not Shavir. I'm not sure what Rashi is doing over here exactly, but he says it's Kashav and Hashem HaChacham and Yisrael Khan. The issue is the name of the Chacham, not the actual statement that he says. And he says, then he takes up the whole thing. He says it's not Shavir. Vizuin HaKasha. The high Mavirim Lav Lashon Aveira, who? Says the truth is the Gemara is even the kasha that the Gemara is asking says it says mavirim they were ma did the vera doesn't mean a vera eloshen vayaviru kolba machane they spread it went. It's not good, the rumor that I'm hearing, that what? As Am Hashem Ma'avirim, that Klal Yisrael is spreading. So that was plural. Klal Yisrael was spreading this rumor. Machrizim V'kavim Aleichem, everybody's complaining about you. Ma'avirim Loshen Rabim, it is plural. Am Hashem Koi, it's referring to Klal Yisrael. V'lava v'nei Eli, Shehem Hoyu Ovrim, V'lohoyu Ma'avirim Esacher. So Lo Teva Shmua, which the Am Hashem is Mavirim, Shem Nochi Shemay Mavirim Am Hashem. You should say that I hear that you're Arvim. So Mavirim is going on the Klal Yisrael, not on B'nai Eli, so it's not a kasha to start with. So I don't know Rashi, I don't understand. I'm not sure Rashi is. I don't know Rashi that was. It's kasha in Hashem HaChochem and Iskakam. Kasha in of the memory. The whole memory is difficult. Amr Shmuel Ben Achmeni, Amr B'Yanisan. Kalamr B'nai Eli, B'nai Shmuel Chotu, in Elokoya. So they say that B'nai Shmuel sinned. The pasuk says that they took bribes and they passed it improperly. That's not true. Shenemar. Vahi kasher zaken. Look at the lashon on the side of the page. Kasher zaken Shmuel b'lo hochel bonav v'izrochav. Says that when Shmuel became elderly, his sons did not go in his ways. And the pasuk then says that they took sherechet, etc. What does it mean they didn't go in his ways? You know, I say, you know, there is a great tzaddik, you know, Malam of Tzaddikim, and the sons were not like him. And also they killed people. You know, I mean, that's not how you say it. Bidrachav, who the loy hochu? Mitlanam elechotu. He didn't say that, you know, they just weren't like their father. So, Elamani Mekayim Vayatu Acherei Habetza, that they turned and they took bribery. It doesn't mean that they actually took bribery. It means also they didn't do like their father. What is Shmuel do? Shmuel traveled all over Klal Yisrael to bring the judgment to them. He didn't wait for them to come to him. He went around every year. Beisel, Gilgal, Mitzvah, B'Shavet Es Yisrael. And they went to these places to they had the traveling bezdin. They didn't do that. Ela Yoshua Baram, they stayed put and waited for the people to come to them. So this way, they were the bets that they gained was that they had more money for their people, which their support staff, which had they traveled, they couldn't take the whole support staff with them. They would get a local cipher. But they really liked this surfer they had over there, so they said, let's stay home, and therefore my surfer will get more business. So they didn't take anything from themselves, but they still considered they did something wrong by not focusing. Versus Kitanoi. Whether they were chayt or not is mechlokes. What was the betza that they did? That they asked for their portion of... they were Levim, they asked for the Maaser Rishon, they actually asked for it, which is improper. Rashi says, furthermore, just besides asking for it is improper, but who's going to say no to them? So if I have Maaser and I want to give to Beryl the Levi, and comes along Harav HaGoyen HaGadol HaLevi and says, give it to me, so Beryl Levi is going to be up to Greek. So that wasn't good. Yehuda Omer, Malai hitilo abalibatim. They did business deals with balibatim, and so now, whenever they had a business, they couldn't paskin because these were business partners. Malai is like a merchandise. They would give merchandise for these balibatim to go and sell. Rikivamri kupa yiseris al meister not lubazoya. They took more than they're supposed to, bezoya, which means forcefully. They took Rashi says, which means there were certain matanas which are given to the Kohen are not also for Yisrael to eat, and they took them. So there was some element of some element of betza that they went after. I told Rashi for tomorrow.